Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up tomorrow, Governor Patterson. Friday, Tom Suozzi defeated for re-election as Nassau County Executive. And as I said, more on the health care debate from a primary care physician perspective later today. A lot to listen for every day beginning at 10. And we're still interviewing all of the newly elected officials in our area after the November election. So far, we've had council members-elect Brad Lander and Peter Koo, and Westchester County Executive-elect Rob Astorino. There are actually 13 new members of the New York City Council. 4 members will be openly gay, the most ever, and for the first time, the majority will be Black, Hispanic, or Asian. Joining me now is Councilwoman-elect Margaret Chin. She ousted 2-term City Councilman Alan Gerson to become the first Chinese-American to represent Manhattan's Chinatown, as well as Soho, Tribeca, and parts of the Lower East Side. She ran on her record as a longtime community activist and teacher. She was the director of the not-for-profit Asian Americans for Equality, as well as a teacher and college administrator. So, Councilwoman-elect Margaret Chin, welcome to WNY. Really, welcome back to WNYC, first time as an elected official.
Yes, good morning, Brian.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You will be the first Chinese-American council member to represent Manhattan's Chinatown. Is it important?
I think it's very significant. We had to wait so many years to finally make it happen. But the interesting thing, as you mentioned earlier, District 1 is a very diverse district, and it represents a lot of historic districts. So when we talk about Little Italy, Tribeca, I also have the Financial District, City Hall, Battery Park City, and guess what? Governor's Island is also in District 1.
Beautiful Governor's Island, where nobody lives, so you have no constituents there.
Well, but it's a resource for everyone in the district and in the city.
But maybe you can figure out how to develop it. Besides the bike paths that they have now and the historic structures, nobody can seem to figure out what to do with or how to finance Governor's Island, right?
Well, there'll be some wonderful ideas, especially for, I think, educational institution. It's a beautiful place, so I think people should really visit it, especially during the summer.
I know they're putting a high school of marine skills there to work on the waterfront. I met some of the people from that. That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. How much trouble is Chinatown in right now? We know it was hit hard after 9/11, and now with the recession hit very hard. How is the economy of Chinatown doing today?
It needs help. We have a lot more empty stores. I mean, especially if you walk along Mott Street at the beginning of Mott, it's really unbelievable that we have so many vacant stores. And I think we really need to work together with the other neighborhood and throughout the city to bring back more businesses, create more jobs there. Tourism industry, yes, you know, we need to bring them in, but we need also people who work around there who will patronize the restaurants and the businesses during the week and during the day.
Is tourism booming? Has the, of course, everything was so blocked off there with all the police barricades and stuff in the years right after 9/11, but now the World Trade Center site is such a big tourist attraction, and now we have the decline in the dollar helping tourism in New York in general. So is all this funneling a lot more money into Chinatown? And even with the decline in the dollar, maybe the import-export trade between Chinatown and China, is all this helping?
It's helping somewhat, but it's really not coordinated in a way that we hope to do that, try to connect the lower Manhattan with Chinatown in a much better way, because the way that Park Row is blocked off and the traffic congestion, it's very hard for people to really come up. And people really don't know that Chinatown is so close to Ground Zero or to City Hall that you could just walk there. So I think there are a lot of efforts in terms of trying to have more signages, lighting, whatever, to really have people be able to walk that path and make that connection.
Like many of the newly elected council members, you were a community activist. And as the director of Asian Americans for Equality, you worked on affordable housing issues quite a bit in Chinatown and the Lower East Side. I'm curious, if you were on the city council last year and you had a chance to vote on the controversial rezoning of the Lower East Side, would you have supported it?
I would have supported it Because, you know, when people were saying that, well, Chinatown was not included in there, Chinatown really needs to do its own rezoning plan. Because there's so many issues involved in terms of protecting some of the older historic building and then finding places where we can develop. So it's a much more complicated issue. And there are a lot of our colleagues of other community organizations who really worked very hard for many years on the Lower East Side rezoning. And so I think sometimes, you know, not all the issues are out there, but I think the community now are coming together, meeting and working on it. So I think there'll be some positive impact.
Do you think that this new city council in general will be more aggressive toward Mayor Bloomberg with 13 new members coming in, especially now that he's seen as somewhat weaker in his position after the close election?
Well, I don't think it's just that. I just think that there's so much excitement and new energy coming into the city council, especially among the new member, but I think also among the members who are there, that we will energize the city council and the city and really make everyone accountable and really want to work together.
Like on what issues do you expect to maybe hold the mayor's feet to the fire a little more than the old council?
Well, on education and affordable housing, because this is such a tremendous need. And when we talk about affordable, we're talking about all income level, that people who help build the city will be, and their neighborhoods will be able to continue to stay there. So we got to work on more protections for our tenants, for our seniors, and at the same time, really, you know, imagine how we can really build a city where everyone can have a stake in it.
Do you think that Christine Quinn deserves to be Speaker of the City Council again? We've heard that Charles Barron is vying for the position. I don't know if any other council members are going to throw their hats in the ring, but Quinn has come under such criticism for supporting the term limits extension for Mayor Bloomberg and for being, you know, what some of her critics derisively call the deputy mayor.
You know, a lot of time it's name-calling and a lot of this thing, but when you really look into what really goes on in City Hall, we will have discussion and we will vote for a speaker. But I've worked with Chris on a lot of, especially housing legislations that, you know, protect tenants and preserve affordable housing. So she has done a lot for the City Council. And so it's really up to the 51 members. And we will decide and we will pick a speaker.
Last question. Do you have a first bill that you would hope to introduce as a freshman member of City Council?
Do I have a first bill? Not yet, but we're discussing it. A lot of it is around whether it's on protecting, you know, tenants or traffic problem, because especially the situation that we have on the Bowery and Canal, the exit of the Manhattan Bridge, where there were so many accidents and so many deaths, that we really got to solve that problem there.
Margaret?
And one of my constituents was just telling me, Margaret, maybe they should put together this rubble strip, you know, so that people know that they're coming into a residential neighborhood and slow down.
Margaret Chin, about to represent Chinatown, Soho, Tribeca, and parts of the Lower East Side in the New York City Council come January 1st. Congratulations on your election. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
And we will continue over the coming weeks to interview all the newly elected public officials from our area as of Election Day in November. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, we'll play some clips from President Obama's job speech yesterday on infrastructure and talk about the implications for the New York City area. They could be vast in terms of jobs and what it's like to get around here. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.